Now I'm going to tell you a story about that right quick. A couple of years ago, me and Paul and Carrie went to the National Quartet Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. We spent 2 days going from booth to booth to booth hunting this soundtrack to that song you just heard. The name of it's The Holy Highway. Well, Kerry couldn't find it anywhere. And you know, he's bound and determined he's going to find something. So what did he do? He just marches right on up to Mr. Bill Gaither himself and says, "Now look, I can't find this anywhere. Where is it?" And so he said, Bill said, "Well, we didn't think anybody would want it too much, so we never produced it." He said, "But do you want it?" And Kerry said, "Oh yeah, I want it, I want it." And so he gave it to him. I promise you, I don't think he'd have been any more excited if Nick Saban had slapped him on the back and told him to go score a touchdown. But now, it took him 3 years to finally get up here and do it. Beats all I ever seen. But I'm going to tell you, one thing that I like so much about that song is right now, not necessarily so much more than ever, there's so much negativity in the world. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got something to say. But when you stop and just listen to that song, it tells you the enemy's running to and fro about, stirring up trouble, creating confusion. But if you just stop for just a minute and lift your praise to God, then so much of that negativity can just fall right off of you. And you can focus back in on what really matters. And it's not so much of what you read on Facebook, I'm here to tell you. What really matters is your relationship with God. So I want to spend just a few moments, and I do mean just a few, to talk to you about this morning how we all have thorns in our lives, but the difference comes in what we choose to do with them. Would you go with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for these moments that we get to come and share and learn about your word. Lord, I ask that you would take me out of the way this morning. Use me as a willing vessel for you today. If all these things be in the holy name, we pray. Amen. Now, Paul's lesson this morning, as Sean could probably tell you, is a little wordy, it's a little lengthy. So I have an abridged version, more of a up-to-date version that I want to share with you this morning. He starts out by telling this story about a man who had an out-of-body experience. Or maybe not, only God knows. But he was called up into paradise, and he saw these great things that you couldn't even talk about. There was too much that he saw and that he heard. You couldn't even talk about it. And so he goes on to say that he would boast about a man like that, but he wouldn't boast about himself. Now, the odd part about that man that he was talking about that had that vision, that was Paul. Paul had that vision, but he didn't want the focus to be on himself. He always wanted to keep the focus on God, so he didn't tell that part at the scripture this morning. And so Paul went on to say that he could have bragged about himself if he'd wanted to. It would have all been true, but it still wouldn't have served in the right purpose. And so to keep him humble, he was given a thorn in his flesh. Even after much pleading with the Lord, he never had this thorn taken away from him. But God told him something. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in your weakness." And so now Paul, instead of boasting about himself or the great things that he'd seen and done, he decided that instead he would boast about his weaknesses so that Christ's power would fall and rest on him. Now, that's quite different than what we see in today's society. If we admit weakness in today's society, then we're looked at as a lesser person. We're looked at as somebody who's not good enough or doesn't have anything to offer because you're weak. But see, it's those weaknesses, it's those little cracks in our veneer that we show the world. Those are the areas that allow God's grace to come into our lives. It's those areas where we're our weakest that allows God to use us and give us strength beyond any measure that we could have had on our own. That's what this whole passage is about. It's about letting God be in control of our lives. So now I have just a few brief points that I want to talk to you about this morning, about this scripture. The first of all, we have to always keep our focus on what's important, and that's God. It would have been very easy for Paul to boast about himself, to brag about all the things he'd done. I mean, after all, he'd witnessed miracles. He'd started churches. He was successful in his ministry. He was on the fast track to being bigger than Billy Graham and Joel Osteen put together. But if he'd spent all of his time and all of his writings to the churches simply focused on himself, the true message never would have come through that all that he'd done was for God. It was not for himself. He didn't do these things to lift himself up. He did these things to lift God up. And sometimes, even today in our society, we get so focused on what we have or what we've accomplished or where our career may be going that we lose sight and we lose focus of God. Now let me tell you what happens when you get into that situation. When you start focusing on what you have or what you've done and you lose something, then your whole world starts to fall apart because you've put your focus strictly on your earthly possessions or on your worldly goods. And when your world starts falling apart, you start running around in confusion. Whereas if you would keep your focus on God, the author and the perfecter of faith, then all of those other things would just fall into place. That's the first observation I have for you this morning. The second one is we all have our own thorns. We all have blemishes. We certainly all have skeletons in our closet. But the difference is, what do you choose to do with them? Do you choose to cover them up and act like nothing's going on and you put on this fake facade whenever you go out and you act like everything is perfect and nothing ever bothers you? Or do you accept the fact that there are things in our lives that we cannot control? There's heartache. There is loss of family members. There's family members having surgery. There are addictions. There are loads and loads of things that come along our way in life. But what do we choose to do with those things? Do we choose to allow God to make us stronger, or do we choose to ignore them and just act like nothing's going on? And our third thing is, God's grace is sufficient no matter what our thorns may be. Paul could have very easily been just stuck on himself. As my grandmother used to say, he could have just got too big for his britches. But he didn't. He chose not to. He had chose to allow God's grace to fall on him, even in the midst of his weaknesses. That's not an easy choice, but it's something that nobody else can do but you. I can't make that choice for you. You can't make that choice for me. We all have to make that choice for ourselves. And we all have to be willing and ready and able to accept that God's grace is sufficient for both you and for me. There was this father who was decided that he would rearrange the furniture in his home office. And so he was moving his desk over by the window because he wanted more light to see. And his little daughter, she was about 5 years old, she come in and she said, "Oh, Daddy, let me help you." So she went and she put her arms up and she was just pushing with him with all of her might on that desk. And so she finally decided, she looked up at him and she said, "You know, Daddy, you're just in my way. Why don't you move over there and sit down and let me do it? I can do it myself." And so try as she might, when she was by herself, she could not push that desk at all. No matter what she did, she could not push that desk. You see, she needed the help of the Father. She needed that strength and that power to carry her through. So no matter what thorns we may have in our lives, no matter what may take our focus away from God, and no matter where we find ourselves along the way, God's grace and His mercy is still sufficient for us. God's grace and God's mercy is always going to be stronger. It's going to be bigger. And it's going to be better than anything we can ever do on our own. And so this morning, it's a very simple message. Put your focus on God. Accept that there are things in our lives we cannot change. And be willing to accept God's grace. Let's stand and sing together with grateful hearts.